Nolte, COVID czar Jeff Zients says unvaccinated face winter of severe illness and death. By John Nolte on December 21, 2021. During the White House press briefing Friday, COVID czar Jeff Zients told the unvaccinated, "You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm." This, of course, reiterates something his fraudulency Joe Biden said the day prior. "For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death, if you're unvaccinated," Biden said. "For themselves, their family, and the hospitals they'll soon overwhelm." So what we have here is the latest Biden/White House talking point, which is not just anti-science, it is also more proof Democrats want Trump supporters to die. As far as it being anti-science, after more than a year of the pandemic, some 800,000 Americans have died. That's a lot of people, no question, but it's also less than 1/3 of 1% of the total population. As far as severe illness, according to the CDC, about 254,000 Americans have been hospitalized with the China flu. Again, that's a lot of people, but it's still less than 1% of the total population. This hyperbole of the winter of severe illness and death has no basis in reality. Yes, some people are going to die and end up in the hospital. Yes, the chances of you dying or being hospitalized are much higher if you are unvaccinated. But there is no evidence to justify that kind of language. Even more outrageous is this talk about the hospitals they'll soon overwhelm. Where is that coming from? No part of the country was hit harder than New York City last winter and, thankfully, New York City did not even end up needing all the extra beds then President Trump sent over in the form of a hospital ship and a makeshift hospital. "Our hospitals have certainly been hit hard, but we've yet to see an area more overwhelmed than last winter in New York, and New York didn't even require those extra beds." So what do these anti-science scare tactics accomplish? Well, once again, the White House hyperbole convinces the unvaccinated, and not without reason, that the government is lying to them, is trying to con them into getting vaccinated. Instead of telling the truth about the vaccine and about the pandemic, Democrats continue to deliberately undermine their own credibility to ensure unvaccinated Trump voters remain unvaccinated. Why else would the president and the freaking COVID czar make such an outrageous statement? "I am pro-vaccine. I wish everyone over the age of 25 would get vaccinated." And the arguments in favor of the vaccine do not require lies or embellishing or the purple prose of doom. Your chances of dying are much less with the vaccine. What's wrong with that? It also happens to be the truth. How about this one? Since the vaccine does not stop the spread of the virus and does not prevent you from contracting the virus, eventually we will all, vaccinated and unvaccinated alike, probably catch it. Since we know the vaccine mitigates how sick you get, why not get vaccinated so you spend fewer days in bed? Instead of rational, fact-based, and science-based arguments, Democrats choose instead to alienate and denigrate the unvaccinated, to do everything in their power to ensure the unvaccinated dig in further. And if you want to know why, this is why. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.